Hello and welcome to the Proximo Daily, your podcast for the energy and infrastructure sector. I'm your host, Maura Murphy, Senior Content Producer in New York. NV Energy is planning to build three renewables projects in Clark County, Nevada, with a combined total of 1.2 gigawatts of solar capacity and 590 megawatts of battery storage. The company will seek approval of these projects from the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada as part of its Integrated Resource Plan filing and exceeds the firm's commitment to double its renewable energy by 2023. The projects include the EDF-developed 200-megawatt Arrow Canyon Solar Project with the 75-megawatt 5-hour battery storage system on the Moapa Band of the Paiute Indian Reservation, and 8 Minute Solar Energy's 300-megawatt Southern Bighorn Solar and Storage Center with 135-megawatt 4-hour battery storage system near Las Vegas. The largest project is being developed by Quinbrook Infrastructure Partners in collaboration with Arrivia Power, and the 690 megawatt Gemini Solar Plus battery storage project with a 380 megawatt AC battery storage component is proposed for federally owned land under the management of the Bureau of Land Management. At our next story, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development has agreed to a 18 million euro loan to help the finance of its first large-scale wind farm in Kosovo, a country which relies on coal for its energy. The 32.4 megawatt project at Kitka has already begun operations, having been developed by the Turkish energy group Gürres. It will raise annually national electricity generation by more than 1.4% and reduce emissions by 81,000 tons of CO2 per year. The investment represents a milestone towards decarbonization in a country where a lack of reliable access to electricity remains one of the biggest barriers to development. Technical cooperation support for the investment project has been provided by the EU under its Regional Energy Efficiency Program for the Western Balkans, supporting the technical due diligence. Moving from the Balkans and into Indonesia, the Asian Development Bank has approved a $297.75 million loan for the rehabilitation and reconstruction of public works and transport infrastructure in central Sulawesi following a 7.4 magnitude earthquake last year. The September 2018 earthquake in central Sulawesi caused landslides, a tsunami, and soil liquefaction that affected more than 1.4 million people in the area. The disaster claimed the lives of 2,081 people, injured 4,438, displaced 200,000, and while more than 1,300 people went missing. According to government estimates, the economic cost of the disaster reached $1.7 billion, due in large part to extensive damage to housing, water supply, irrigation, roads, bridges, airport, and port infrastructure. The new financing includes two components. The first component will help the government construct, rehabilitate, and upgrade education and water supply facilities, including water treatment and distribution, in line with higher disaster resilience standards. And the second component will assist with the rehabilitation and reconstruction of airport and port infrastructure to enhance safety and boost economic development in the province. And that's all for today. If you'd like to hear more about our stories and events, then please don't forget to register at proximoinfra.com. See you there.